peaches.
Yeah.
So Johnny Appleseed, he actually went around planting seeds from apples that produced these crabapple trees. And crabapple trees, if you ever heard of a crabapple, you can't eat it. It's not edible. It tastes like garbage. And
not only that,
they're also their only use for it for crabapples is mostly apple cider, aka like alcoholic beverages. So he littered the Northwest U.S. with all these apple seeds that produce nothing but crab apples. Even today, people are still like, these crab apples fall on the road and they rot and they make everything slippery and it's all garbage and it smells bad and all this stuff because nobody wants to eat them. They're not desirable.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny, for those apple seeds. But that's not the worst part. On his travels planting these seeds, he was actually also... spreading a false gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of this movement called the New Church, more commonly known as Swedenborgians. They were named after this guy called Swedenborg. And they were essentially like a Christian cult. They denied the Trinity. I'm pretty sure they denied hell. It was hardcore work salvation. I mean, they denied Trinity is enough, right? They were a cult. And this was in the 1700s. This is like way before JWs and Mormons and SDAs and whatever.
So
right?
Aside from planting these really bad physical seeds that produce this really bad fruit.
He was also evangelizing a false gospel.
A false gospel, spreading the bad seed and producing corrupt fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
So he couldn't produce good fruit spiritually or physically.
Carnally or spiritually, yeah. So... yeah, essentially he was going around spreading this false gospel and all this stuff, and he was damning people to hell, probably making people twice fold the child of hell just like he was. But something interesting, I like a connection I made to that, was in Romans 11 when it talks about grafting in. The way that if you want, back to kind of the apple thing, if you want to eat an apple and be like, I want to make a tree out of this apple, and you plant the seed. So you eat an apple, you plant the seed, and what you have to do is when that seed sprouts, you have to take a clipping from a good apple tree that makes good apples, tasty apples, like whatever, like Honey Crisp or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to graft it into that apple sapling. So you cut off the apple sapling, you graft in a good tree, and when it grows, it'll produce good fruit. So essentially every apple tree that we eat of a certain variety is a clone of itself. Just kind of like how we all become children of God as well when we get grafted in. And you can kind of see that parallel with Romans 11 as well.
And the only difference would be is that we're grafted in.
Exactly.
It's not Jesus Christ is not being grafted into us. We're being grafted into him.
Exactly.
That's good.
He's like the true vine.
Yeah, he's the true vine.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.